Mark Twain once said, "It ain't those parts of the Bible that I can't understand that bother me. It's the parts that I do understand. Those are the parts that worry me." In our gospel, Mark tells us that Jesus was speaking plainly. We don't need someone to explain what Jesus is saying in our text. What he is saying is really plain, it is hard, and inescapable. Just before today's text, Peter makes his startling declaration, "You are the Messiah." No doubt Peter and the disciples were beginning to think what a great privilege and awesome honor to be that close with the Messiah. They would be kind of like prince in this new kingdom that Jesus was going to develop. But before their grand ideas got too far, Jesus shuts them down. Jesus told them that his messiahship would be costly. He would suffer great pain. He would be rejected. He would be killed and in 3 days rise from the dead. Peter thought Jesus had it all wrong. We also know that Jesus tells them 2 more things, what awaited him in Jerusalem, and they never did understand. Sometimes we must wonder why Mark thinks his readers need to know just how clueless Jesus' disciples were. Could it be that Mark knew that his readers would oftentimes be equally clueless to what it means to follow Jesus Christ? I think the answer is yes. Jesus tells his disciples just how far from reality they're thinking. They are not setting their mind on divine things, but on human things. They were thinking how grand and glorious life will be a follower of the Messiah. In other words, they were really thinking about themselves. They certainly weren't thinking that following Jesus was going to cost them something. They wanted all the benefits, but none of the cost. And true, Jesus paid the ultimate price, the ultimate cost. But life as his followers was not going to be a free ride. Discipleship comes with a cost. And it still does. We know something about that cost, don't we? We face a lot of those realities in our life. We all face questions with no easy answers. For me, it is helpful to know that Jesus was God in human flesh, and in his humanness, he experienced all that I will experience. Lutheran theologian David Luce makes this statement. The cross Jesus speaks about in today's text is the cross of faithfulness. He goes on to write, Jesus was painfully aware of the pain and the struggle he faced because, he's aware of the pain and the struggle we face because he experienced it as well. He knows what it's like when your closest friends don't understand what you're going through. He understands what it feels like when someone close to you dies. He knows what it feels like to have to function in human limitations. In reading today's text, can you feel the frustration Jesus must have? You know, think about it. At any time, Jesus could have said, enough is enough. Father, just beam me home. Really. At any time, Jesus could have said, you know what? They're not worth it. And gone back to heaven. Frustration. Looking at the church today, would Jesus be just as frustrated? Praise God, he didn't give up. He took up that cross of faithfulness. Knowing that in the midst of his doubts, his pain, his frustration, his heavenly Father would be there for him. not just to give him strength to endure, but to conquer. Think about it. You and I are here as God's believers, not to endure life, but in the midst of dealing with real reality, that we too are conquerors. And if we're not conquerors here, our final victory, we know where it's at. But we're not here just to endure life. Today, no matter what we are struggling with, he invites us to take up our cross of faithfulness and follow where he leads. If you're a person who has more questions than answers, as you share your frustration with others who have those same frustrations, and being vulnerable to share, we come to know that God doesn't abandon us in those times that we're still looking for answers. If you're someone who deeply mourns the death of a loved one, you can take that cross of faithfulness to someone else who's experiencing loss, and together sharing and being vulnerable and sharing together, you know that there's no way to cover up the pain, but you can speak of a God who is present with you in that pain, in that loss, and even in that anger. When we are really vulnerable to one another, we discover there is the light of God's love in those times that Luther called those times the dark times of the soul. Jesus could not put down or deny the cross, because the very essence of who he was, his very soul cried out for him to be faithful. He knew his Father was with him and would give him what he needed to face the shame, the rejection, and even the death that awaited him in Jerusalem. And that is our call also, to carry our cross of faithfulness in the journey that we still are on. The cross of faithfulness is our cross in our personal faith journey. The cross of faithfulness is our call as the body of Christ in this church family. Jesus calls us to take up the cross of faithfulness that is our witness for all the days to come. My prayer is, St. Paul Lutheran Church up on the hill will witness the cross of faithfulness all the days to come. Amen.